Malka.
Hi. You doing better?
Off and on.
You sound better.
A little fever
every now and then, but
huh?
You sound better.
Yeah, I think it's breaking up finally.
Do you need anything? I sent you an email with your handout.
Yes, ma'am. I just read it. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I've got plenty of soup here to eat and.
Okay.
No, taking medicine and
because we could have brought you something if you needed it. And tomorrow, I have a mammogram appointment, but then it's early. So,
yeah.
You know, you'd have the rest of the day other than his crossing time, you know, to help you if you needed something.
Oh, I'm fine. I'll have to go to work tomorrow. I have to be there this week, so I'm off.
Okay.
Wednesday, and I don't go back until the 3rd of January, so that'll be good. I just have to spend 2 days at work. Yeah.
Well, all right, good. Take care of yourself.
I will. Just relaxing. I wasn't feeling real bad Friday, but I was just kind of like, you know, I need to get home as soon as possible, you know, that kind of thing. I went to the doctor the next day. Thought I had the flu, but no, it's just this, I guess it's the sinus stuff going around.
Well, I think Jacob, that's pretty much what he had. That was what Rabbi had. And just a while ago, George canceled the board meeting because he's not feeling good. He said he's not sure if it's the flu coming on or he's just tired.
Yeah, well, I tried not to get around too many people, you know, and Friday. And not that I had fever or anything, but it was just I felt something coming on, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you were hurting. You said you were hurting. Is it your back again?
I just had 2 days of just really bad. If it wouldn't have been the Hanukkah dinner and, you know, the responsibility of bringing what I had said I'd bring, and I would have stayed home too.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way too.
I'm okay today. You know, it comes and it goes.
I was going to stay, huh?
It's been a busy several months. It's almost been like Tevet, so be prepared for Tevet. To get all these, you know, all these challenges and all these things that kind of aggravate you. So you have to do a lot of bonding this to make it this month.
Right. Oh, well, we'll work through it, right? I guess we need to fix something, whatever it is. Well, I told Hashem, if I need to go through this, and I'll go, I'm ready for it, you know. And
Well, you ask for more, and believe me, you get it.
I was just worried about having a flu because I'm supposed to go see my grandkids after Christmas, after the 25th. I was supposed to drive over there, so I'm hoping to get well before that.
Be over. See, what time is it?
Well, it's about 5:10 after, I'm not sure.
Yeah, my computer says 5:07.
Yeah, 5:07.
Yeah. I thought I understood him to say he wasn't going to do the candle lighting tonight.
Oh, not the candle.
No,
Hug some air. Yeah,
I know, did we understand you earlier today to say you were not going to do candle lighting tonight?
That's correct.
Okay.
I mean, I am doing the bee candlelighting, but not on the conference call.
Well, that's what I meant. I should have said candlelighting with us.
But we will tomorrow night.
Okay.
Are we starting with Section 12 or Section 11? I know we're in Chapter 11.
Let me see. I have stopped here on December the 10th, so that would be, that was last week, right?
Right.
Because if we have 7, that's 17. Yeah, okay. Chapter 11, Section 12 is where we are.
That's where we're starting?
That's where we
okay.
begin.
So that's on handout class 16A on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 11 for the second column from the left for the advanced reincarnation classes. And the handout we're starting tonight is class 16A, and I'll start with L'Shem Yichud.
I'm going to mute.
Okay. The title is Unique Mitzvah for Each Soul, Each Root Soul Root. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarifu Ishkin Tegid Hiluur Himud Hiluur Hiluur Himu Le'akta L'Shem Yud He Bavavhe B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadenu Kunaneh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadenu Kunanehu. Some parts of the soul are rectified by the performance of all 613 mitzvot, and some parts are rectified by the mitzvot pertaining to one's soul root. And to explain this, the meditation on the interconnections and interweaving of the worlds will be reviewed. The Ari will now revert to the topic that was left off at the end of section 10. He wrote that there are particular mitzvot pertaining to every limb, and a person is more responsible for the particular mitzvot pertaining to the limb that is his soul, that is his root, that he is for all of the than he is for all of the other 613 mitzvot. We saw there that this statement of the Holy Ari gave Rabbi Chaim difficulty, because everyone is responsible to fulfill all of the 613 mitzvot. Therefore, Rabbi Chaim asked, what is unique about the particular mitzvot of the root? Although there are particular mitzvot pertaining to each limb, all of the 613 mitzvot must be completed. He did not accept there the easy answer of extra special added responsibility for the particular mitzvot of the root. Now we will see that he wants to connect this statement of the Holy Ari with the introductory teaching that we learned in 1-4. Nevertheless, the answer that he posits here is very difficult to understand. The truth is that he wants to somewhat hide, even while he is revealing, a very important teaching, as we shall see, with the help of Hashem. In order to make sense of the words, we will have recourse to the commentary of the Bnei Aharon, which is based upon the meditation on the interconnections and the interweaving of the worlds. It is not sufficient for a person to rectify the particular place where his soul is connected above. He must rectify all the parts of Asiya and Yetzirah, etc., As we have learned many times throughout the Gate of Reincarnations, it is not possible for a person to receive a ruach from Yetzirah until he rectifies all of the nefesh from Asiyah. In the same way, he cannot receive a neshama until all of the ruach is rectified. In order to rectify each one of these levels of soul in its entirety, he must do all of the 613 mitzvot. Because of this, Rabbi Chaim Vital seemingly did not understand the teaching of the Holy Ari, that a person has to fulfill the particular mitzvot pertaining to the root of his soul. And these are more relevant to him than the other 613 mitzvot. This helps to explain what I wrote here. This helps to explain the contradiction between what he wrote in the previous section and the rule that a person has to rectify all the parts of Asiyah, etc. Although there are particular mitzvot pertaining to each limb, all the 613 mitzvot must be completed. It seems to me now that the explanation is in a different way as follows. Before we go on to translate and explain the new explanation given by Rabbi Chaim Vital, it would be worthwhile to briefly review the meditation on the interconnections and interweaving of the worlds. Afterwards, we will refer to the commentary of the B'nai Aron on this section and translate some of it. On the interconnections and interweaving of the worlds. In the minute detail system of the Rashash, Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, there are meditations on this deep teaching in three and even four dimensions. But I will start with a prosaic, two-dimensional description of it, which my teacher often used. There is a farmer who has four cucumbers. Hold on a second. There is a farmer who has four cucumbers. There is a farmer who has four tomatoes. There is a farmer who has four onions. There is a farmer who has four stalks of lettuce. They can each eat their own produce to their heart's content, but that is boring. They want variety. They want a salad. What do? The one who has cucumbers gives one to the tomato man, one to the onion man, one to the lettuce man. The one who has tomatoes gives one to the cucumber man, one to the onion man, one to the lettuce man. The one who has onions gives one to the cucumber man, one to the tomato man, and one to the lettuce man. The one who has lettuce gives one stalk to the cucumber man, one stalk to the tomato man, and one stalk to the onion man. Thus, each one of them has a tasty salad. Each one has one computer, one cucumber, one tomato, one onion, and one stalk of lettuce. It is hard to believe that such a prosaic example can contain such an important secret, but obviously a profound teaching about social cohesion, unity, and love is implied here. The same concept is depicted in Kabbalistic terms by the following diagram. I am unable to provide the diagram, but the essence of the diagram is this. The four levels of soul give to all of the levels of soul below them, but never above them. Although the giving below provides an avenue back to the initial giving level. Here is an example. The Ruach shares with the Nefesh, and that provides an avenue for the Nefesh to give back to the Ruach. Neshama shares with Ruach and also with Nefesh, and this allows for the Nefesh to share with the Neshama, and also for the Ruach to share with the Neshama. Chaya shares with the Neshama, and also the Ruach, and also the Nefesh. This allows the Nefesh to share with Chaya, and also the Ruach and Neshama to share with Ruach and Neshama. The result is we see that each level becomes connected to every other level in both directions, just as the farmers now have a salad composed of the four vegetables which they started with, four of one kind of vegetable. With the help of God, we will now translate and explain the words of the text. From here to the end of the section, it will be worthwhile for the student to refer to the second diagram. I am unable to provide the diagram, and this diagram is too complicated to explain in words. I am providing the words from the Kabbalah Online website, and I suggest you review the diagram when you read our handout, as I may have commentaries. If a person's nefesh is, for example, from the Nukva of Asiyah. Since the Ari is talking about Nefesh, this place in the diagram below is the bottom row, the Nefesh of Asiyah. The place Nukva of Asiyah is the lowest line of that row, marked in diagram number two as NF. It is not enough for him to rectify only this section in order to enable his Ruach from the Nukva of Yetzirah to enter within him. It is not enough for him to rectify the row NF of Nefesh of Asiyah in order to ascend to the rectification of NF of Ruach from Yetzirah. Indeed, this is what we might have thought after reviewing the Gate of Reincarnations, chapter 1-4. Now the Ari is revealing new information. He will have to rectify all of the parts of Nefesh that are from his portion of Asiyah. The Nefesh from Malchut of Zeronpin that is from Asiyah, for example, in the Malchut of Ima, Abba and Arich of Asiyah. In other words, he will have to rectify the Malchut, or the NF, of all the cells on the bottom row. The NF of Ruach of Yetzirah on the bottom row is the Nefesh from Asiyah. The NF of Neshama of Bria on the bottom row is the Nefesh from Asiyah. The NF of Chaya of Atzilut on the bottom row, the Nefesh from Asiyah. Only then will he be ready to ascend to Ruach, the second row, because only then will he have finished his Nefesh. All these are parts of his entire Nefesh. They are the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya and the Yechidah of Asiyah, and altogether they are called one whole Nefesh from Asiyah. Then he can begin to acquire his portion of the Nefesh that is within the Ruach of Asiyah. Then he can begin to acquire Ruach. In this example, he is from the aspect of the Nukva. Therefore, he will rectify all of the NF places in the cells of the second row. the explanation of the B'nai Aharon. In Asiya, there is the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, the Yechida of Nefesh of itself. Example, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida of Nefesh, and they are external to everything. Ensconced within them is the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, the Yechida of Yetzirah. And ensconced within them is the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, the Yechida of Briah. And within them is the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, the Yechida of Atzilut. And I am adding that the word ensconced means within each other or inside of the other. The Nefesh of Nefesh itself is acquired by the performance of all of the 613 mitzvot. There are those that acquire only the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, and the Yechida from Asiya, which are external to everything. There are those that enter further within and acquire the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, the Yechida of Yetzirah, that is within Asiya. There are those that enter further within and acquire the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, the Yechida of Briah, that is within Yetzirah, that is within Asiya. There are those that enter all the way within and acquire the Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, the Yechida of Atzilut, that is within the Briah, that is within Yetzirah, that is within Asiya. All these levels that are acquired are all called Nefesh from Asiya, even the Atzilut that is ensconced there. It is not the real Atzilut, because the real Atzilut cannot come to a person until he completes the real Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama from Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Therefore, there is the Ruach of Yetzirah that is ensconced within Asiya, and there is the real Ruach from Yetzirah. Rabbi Chaim Vital is talking about the Ruach of Yetzirah that is ensconced within Asiya. It is acquired by the particular mitzvot that pertain to the limb that is his root. The Holy Ari is dealing with the real Ruach that is from Yetzirah. In our diagram, it is the second cell on the second row, outlined in black. It is only acquired when all the levels of Nefesh are complete, by accomplishment of all of the 613 mitzvot. Thus the contradiction has been solved, and it is to be understood in the following way. The Ruach, the Neshama, and the Chaya of the Nefesh are acquired by performance of the particular mitzvot pertaining to the root. The Nefesh of Nefesh itself is acquired by the performance of all of the 613 mitzvot. It is the same within the next level of Ruach. The Ruach of Ruach is acquired by the performance of all of the 613 mitzvot. The Nefesh and the Neshama and the Chaya of Ruach are acquired by performance of the particular mitzvot pertaining to the root. The Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama, the Chaya, the Yechida of Neshama of Neshama, is acquired by doing all the 613 mitzvot. The Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Chaya of Neshama are acquired by doing the particular mitzvot pertaining to the root, and it is the same with Chaya and Yechida. In conclusion, both statements are true. Some parts of the soul are rectified only by performance of all of the 613 mitzvot, and these are the nefesh from Asiyah, the ruach of ruach from Yetzirah, the neshama from Bria, and the Chaya, and also the Yechida of Chaya, and the Yechida from Atzilut. In addition, each person rectifies one of the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama, the chaya, the yechida, aspects of each of these places. But the rectification of each place is accomplished only through performance of all of the 613 mitzvot. However, there are other parts of the soul that are rectified through performance of the particular mitzvot pertaining to the root of the soul. And these are the ruach, the neshama, the chaya, and the yechida of nefesh. The nefesh and the neshama, chaya, and yechida of ruach, and the nefesh, ruach, neshama, the nefesh, ruach, and chaya, and yechida of neshama, etc. It can also be seen that in essence, this explanation is the same as the simple, easy explanation that Rabbi Chaim Vital seemingly rejected at first. In other words, everyone must fulfill all of the 613 mitzvot. But there are some mitzvot for which each person has extra special added responsibility. These are the particular mitzvot pertaining to the root of the soul of that person. That's the end of section 12. Now I realized that there was a lot to follow there. So does anyone have any questions? With no questions, do you want to go on or do you want to have time to contemplate what was in section 12? Am I still connected?
I'm sorry, I was muted and I answered you.
Okay.
I'm looking to see. It's kind of a long portion, so maybe we better stop.
It's a long portion, and you need to look at the charts to really be able to follow it.
Right. Okay, we'll stop.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So you have a happy Hanukkah tonight.
Okay, you too. My board meeting was canceled, so I'll be able to, should be able to make the mini Zohar tomorrow.
Okay. Is that the last board meeting or next month also?
I have January and February. December, January, and February, and that'll be my life.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hope
I'll
to see you tomorrow.
To you. Okay.
Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye, Malcolm.